just love watching you during the Maglan part, because you do the freaking XMV intro, and it's so awesome to watch you do that shit 16 years later. That makes my day. Anyway, welcome to Wrestling Rewind here on the Jeff Meacham Network. Go ahead.
I haven't even watched the intro, like, consistently, probably since then, and I still remember it.
That is fantastic. Like, I mean, you're sitting here doing the freaking Rob pose and the it's, oh, that's tremendous. Okay, I need to breathe from that one. Okay, so welcome to Wrestling Rewind. Yes, it is Thursday. It's not Wednesday. I know you all are like, what the hell happened yesterday? We had the Greg Cherry show, and we had Jeff's recap of that crazy pay-per-view, the NWA thing, but there was no Rewind. Okay, the reason is because Jeff wanted the show on Thursdays, so now he's got one. It's really as simple as that. It's a matter of booking. Like, I wanted something to go up every day to bring people into the channel and channels. We're going on Greg's channel too. Let's be real. And we wanted to get some content out there every single day as best we could. So off we go. Now, the bad news is this show is all your guys' fault. Every single one of you out there watching this show, this is your bad. If you went on twitter.com/JMeachPodcasts and voted for this, because I haven't watched this match in particular. I've seen some of this card, but this match in particular, I have not seen in a good 10 years. So whatever you see is your problem. Greg, this is in your, your backyard, brother, at the Mellon Arena, man, Pittsburgh.
Yes. Unfortunately, not a show I was at,
right?
But you know, it's still very memorable for at least the main event, and also Christian's first singles title since the light heavyweight.
Yes.
So it's a big deal as far as the alliance, and we're like fully entrenched in WWE's alliance at this point.
Yeah, we are balls deep in the invasion, no question about it. We are all up in it, and unfortunately, it kind of is what it is. We've gone in depth on the invasion multiple times on all across my shows. It's not the prettiest thing you ever saw. I happen to like it, but you know, not everybody does.
So. Yeah.
But what I'm going to encourage you guys to do as we banter, as we do here on the show, is to fire up your WWE Network and head over to WWE pay-per-views, which is like the second tab, I think, if you're on the computer, and one of the early tabs if you're on a TV, and go down to 2001, go over to Unforgiven, and then jump ahead to 6 minutes and 50 seconds, 5-0. Now, the reason I'm having you start there is because if you start where the tab starts of this match, you're going to have Paul Heyman mid-quote, and his quote's not going to have any context if you don't hear what JR says first. So,
I'm going to fix that while you keep talking, because I was at 6:53.
Right. Well, see, for some reason they tend to cut these pay-per-views at odd times as far as the jump points on the tabs, which I don't understand, because you want to have context of what somebody's saying. I know nobody likes Paul Heyman as an announcer. At least a lot of people. I do. A lot of people don't. So Vince doesn't really give a shit what Paul says on the mic, I guess, but I happen to, you know, like when I heard Paul talking about what the hell is he talking about, then I had to go back 10 seconds. And, oh, that's what he's talking about. So, as you said, we are all up in the Kool-Aid of the Alliance, man. We are honestly, I have bought in. I want the Alliance to come in on top of this. I want the WCW Coalition to defeat the WWF and take over the world. And for some irrational, keep in mind, as the invasion was kicking into high gear after SummerSlam, I concussed myself in a car accident, so my brain wasn't on all cylinders anyway. So that could have been why I was all on the Alliance, but you know, I don't know. But honestly, like this is actually a pretty good card for what it is. If you look past the WCW Tag Team Title match, which is a train wreck and a half, the rest of this card is actually pretty solid.
And you have to remember too, this was the very first pay-per-view after 9/11 also.
Right. So yeah, this is literally 12 days after the attacks. So people are just now starting to get comfortable in their own skin again, you know, like they're back to work. They're going out to, they're going out to things, you know, you're going to see, as you pause at 6:50, you're seeing a ton of people at WWF New York. That was in New York, where everything was quiet. Like you could hear a pin drop in Times Square. It was so screwed up there. Like it was scary. So, and you know, I'm sure in Pennsylvania, where the Pentagon is, I'm sure it wasn't much better because you know, it's.
Yeah, I mean that was the other side of the state, but even still. Like, knowing something like that happened relatively close to us was still unnerving.
Yeah, I mean, we were all out here, you know, thinking about Disneyland and like all this. It's just free, like, oh my god, what's going to happen next? And we all went in lockdown, not unlike we're doing right now, but you know, it's for a completely different reason.
Mm.
However, this is a hell of a start to the show. I happen to see, I think you guys picked a good match, but again, I haven't seen this match in a very long time, so we will see. You guys made your selection. It is going to be the Dudley Boys from the Alliance defending the WWF Tag Team Championships against Storm and Hurricane from the Alliance. And from the WWF, we have the Hardys and Spike Dudley in the Big Show. Mm-hmm. One of these teams just doesn't belong here. but we'll see what happens. So if you're at 650, I appreciate it. If you're not, get there because we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, play. Tonight, and see, they're saying, Paul's saying the better because tonight it kicks off and like, Paul, ready for what? What did JR say?
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fucking, so. You know, we always say this on this show, and as Greg does the Jeff Hardy, as only Greg Sherry can do on a Wrestling Rewind. We always say they're so young. It's like it's 19 years ago, so they are young. But man, Matt and Jeff have just—they have 19 years is not big at either one of these boys. I don't think anyway.
Yeah, and they're still going.
And they're still. You know what? Exactly. They may not look in prime condition, but they're going stronger than ever. So what do I know? Clearly it's working for them. Stand back, Jared Hurricane coming through with the pre superhero music, that horrible generic rap track they used for Helms. Who's European champion, by the way.
Yeah.
And Citizen Storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the back of the closet where my son currently resides is a homemade Hurricape that my brother had made for him by my mom years ago when Shane was cooking with gas as the Hurricane. Still there.
Yeah.
And I got him a big, her big show. I saw Big Show. So I got sidetracked there. I got him a Hurricane signed picture back then. He still has it. It's awesome.
You know you're not that high up on the card when you're wearing the shirts of the shows.
Right. Yeah. When you were in the Tommy Dreamer role of wearing the show's t-shirt, you're in some low grade pay there, brother.
Yeah.
No offense, Tommy. Love you. I will listen to your podcast. I promise, Tommy, I will. I was too busy plugging Conrad's and Tommy encouraged me to, which I will. I love Tommy Dreamer. I've always had. Here we go. Coming down. See, I'm gonna have a hot take here, and I might get yelled at for this. I think the Dudley Boys in the WWF were at their best here. When they had turned back heel, when they were quote-unquote part of ECW again, and they were allowed to be vile creatures. Like they were not quite as vile as ECW because, well, they would have been thrown off the air for shit they did in 99. But yeah, which we still have to get the heat wave. I know we skipped over that because of shenanigans, but we will get to that show. I promise you. Or at least that match and that promo.
Yeah.
My goodness. I'd love to have somebody that was in the Harrow Arena that day on with us or like have a comment or something.
Right.
That'd be fantastic to have that firsthand account. Cause man, were they white hot and Hurricane with the Hurripose as he do.
Yeah.
Now a lot of people don't remember this, but I'm sure you will. Mr. No DQ Trivia Champion. As by the way, defense next Friday. Keep that in mind, kids, as we go along here. Week from tomorrow, man. I mean, we're already coming up with another one. Week from tomorrow. It's crazy, right? These guys are both of the Carolina persuasion, both from the Hardy's promotion of Omega.
Yep, both from North Kakalaki.
Kakalaki is Road Dog. I was going to say that, but I figured I'd let you have the Road Dog line. As was Shannon Moore, yes, part of that contingent of Kakalakis. Although he was still, I believe, in the HWA at this point. And there goes Jeff Hare first. And Bubba got punched in the mouth for his efforts. Jeez.
This is such a weird match because, like, you have two teams from one side and two teams from the other side.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the whole point, to balance out the sides or whatever, but, you know.
Imagine powdering for Spike Dudley.
Well, when you steal Molly Holly and turn into Mighty Molly, you got to powder, man. You got to bail.
Yeah.
Was there ever a more underutilized, talented female than Nora freaking Greenwald? I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Like, Molly Holly should be in the Hall of Fame, like, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just for her training other people alone.
Who is supposed to be the female inductee this year?
The Bellas, which I don't have a problem with. Oh, the Bellas. I don't, but over Molly, I do. You know, for real. But again,
a lot of spinning in this match.
Yeah, if the world writes itself and we get a Hall of Fame induction with WrestleMania in L.A. this coming spring and the Bellas go in then, I honestly don't have a problem with it because that means my best friend, his fiance, get to see her favorites get inducted in the Hall of Fame. So there.
It
kind of works out that way. I still say book it the way I booked it for 2021 for that class, the way I booked it. But, you know, We actually did it with 2020's class first.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of anniversaries at next year's WrestleMania if they follow through with that, you know. But it's more and more looking like we're not going to get there. And Bubba in, and he's pissed. Oh, no, he's just going to lock his ears. He's still on his
face. That's fantastic. That's smart, Bubba.
That's it. I tell you, as a guy with a lethal right hand, there's a smart deadly. Oh,
Jesus. Oh, shit. Thrown him over the top from the middle of the ring.
Right? Over the top, you're throwing the freaking Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's still only 80 for the cave. I love JR. I love JR during this whole time. He was so red ass JR this entire time during the invasion. Because Paul drove him nuts. On purpose.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh my God. Did any gimmick get over that shouldn't have or didn't deserve to more than the Hurricane? I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. When he gets a ridiculous pop in the 2018 Royal Rumble for showing up.
I mean, that crowd went ape. Like, damn, Shane's getting a pop. Good for him, man. Oh, yeah. I love me some Sugar Shane at Hurricane. I love Shane Helms, period. He's such a underrated, in my opinion, talent. Oh, and he got punched in the mouth. So what do I know? Dudley, acid drop. Dudley dog. Sorry, I can't call it acid drop. It's 2001.
Yeah.
It's WWF. I can't use that term. But that's what it was. If you watch ECW, that's the acid drop.
Yep.
Called the Dudley dog here. And Big Show is reaching at it. He's already reaching Spike Dudley now. And he's still
didn't they call it the Deadly Dog in TNA?
Yes, because they were the Deadly, the Team 3D, the Deadly, stupid shit, whatever.
The Deadly Death Drop, which is like repetitive.
Redundant, yeah, it's redundant as a mother effer, yeah.
Look out.
It's Deadly Death Drop as opposed to the Lively Death Drop.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 3D. They can't trademark 3D. It's a fucking global term. Oh,
is there a part of me that just wants Big Show to like run and dive right now?
Absolutely not. I am all up in that. I have a funny deadly story when we see this the end of these shenanigans here in a second. Jeez. Go for a show.
He's looking at the crowd.
He's thinking
Topeso and Cena.
If he Topeso and Cena, I'm going to pop. I swear to God, I'm going to shit my pants if he does this. I think Paulie's already shitting himself now.
Yeah.
That's a big boy. Easy, Paul. Oh, Bubba with the spoiler. Oh, boo hiss.
It reminds me when Mark Henry started to go to the top at WrestleMania. It's like in the ladder match when everybody else was diving. Yeah, and then Mark, what are you out of nowhere, you just see Henry climbing the ropes. It's like,
oh, geez. Oh, Shane. Oh, whoa.
Good night.
That was nice by Storm. That was pretty slick.
Oh, it's elimination. Okay, now it makes
sense. Yeah, it's elimination. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh,
man. Big Show almost had memories of sold out 97.
98.
What? I guess he was with NWO in 97.
Actually, he had just been kicked out. He and Hogan were the main event.
It was one of those sold outs. I'm not perfect.
That's okay. You know, I almost wore the Cherry 2 belt shirt, and I thought, probably not a good week to do that.
Yeah. For those that aren't aware, I lost my first trivia match in like 3 years.
It is what it is, brother. You know, we all have our days.
I'm still no DQ champion.
Damn right.
That's the one I'm fighting for the 1,000 days for. The other one I was champ for like a month, so whatever.
So is the one you lost the one, the other one on the shirt?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. And what a shock. The first two teams out are the teams that really aren't teams.
Yep. And now you got the Hardys and the Dudleys, because why not?
As it should be.
Because you can't have Edge and Christian because they're fighting each other.
Right. Which again, underrated ladder match the following month. Can't recommend that match enough. But that's pretty good too. Anyway, yep. So the Dudley Boys. I'm watching NXT last week. Or I watched last week's NXT earlier in the week. This week prior to going on Talk Wrestling Monday, yep. And Beth Phoenix mentioned somebody being trained by Team 3D. And you hear her pause thinking, oh shit, and say it, and it's just the W boys down in Florida. And I guarantee some of the office went, motherfucker.
I mean, it's called the Team 3D Academy, so
I realize that, but you could hear the definitive pause in her voice going, oh shit. But yeah, I mean, they can't call it the W Boys Academy because Vince said no. So
yeah.
If they want to be dicks about it, they gotta expect, you know, shit like that to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, Bubba Ray Dudley and Devon Dudley don't run that school. So it's, you know, yeah. It's Mark LaMonica and Devon Hughes. It is what it is. So, mm-hmm. Or whoever else they got. I don't know what they're doing now, because I know Devon's a producer for the company, so I don't know he's running running it anymore. Oh, he swantoned himself.
Yeah, he Jesus. Did that. He did that Mania too before.
He is the craziest person in the business. I fight me. Seriously. And then there's that, which I wouldn't take from anybody.
Yeah. No what's up there.
No. No, just a whole lot of testifying.
Even though it's still funny, they have like the WWF merch for them on while they've been part of the Alliance since.
Well, that's the gimmick of the funny part. Like, everybody in the Alliance is wearing WWF merch. It's like, Yeah. we've hashed this out about 6,000 times in the last 19 years amongst mm-hmm. friends and whatever, but I feel that they literally went to plan Q with the invasion. Like there were so many better ways they could have done any of that, and they just went, fuck it, just do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it was so frustrating as a fan because, you know, I mean, like the rest of us, oh my God, WWE versus WCW. Oh my God, WCW is going to be, they're back. They're still, and then we get that abortion of a match with Bagwell and Booker, which, again, I'm not crapping on Bagwell because everybody else seems to. I'm not going to join that train. Mm-hmm. But, like, the combination of Jeff Hardy's being broken in half.
Which is nothing new for his entire career.
Right. The combination of Bagwell, you know, having that white hot heat with every freaking buddy because he's Mark Bagwell. Love you, Mark, but it is what it is. And the complete lack of effort put into the presentation of that WCW main event.
Yeah.
You had freaking Scott. This is not disrespect to either one of these guys, but you have Scott Hudson and Arn Anderson doing the commentary.
Yeah.
Arn did commentary exactly zero times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he texted about this on his podcast. This is the first time he actually sat down to do an entire match. And again, no disrespect to Scott Hudson. Scott Hudson is a wonderful guy. I've met him a couple times. He's a hell of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not your WCW point man
on
play-by-play. Like, you go out and you drop that coin for Shivani or drop that coin for even Tanay, who ended up getting a gig a year later. So,
and
you know.
And Heenan worked Mania. So, like, what's stopping you from having Bobby Heenan? Like, or do you not want to associate Heenan with his time in WCW? You know,
I'm wondering if Bobby, I'm wondering if that was a Bobby call because he was in the book, he mentioned he was starting to notice he was getting sick.
Mm.
So, by the time of the invasion, it may have been a thing. But I don't think Bobby likes associating his time with WCW with Bobby. So,
that's fair.
He freaking hated it there. You know, I mean, yeah, it was close to his daughter's college, but you know, he's gone on record many times before he passed about how much he hated Tony Schiavone. So, you know, it's you can't work in WCW, have a joyful time working for Schiavone if you don't like Tony Schiavone.
Yeah.
So it's again, not shitting on Tony. I love his podcast. I love his wisdom in AEW, but you know, a lot of things contributed to the fact that WCW was never going to get off the ground. And the chief thing was Viacom spent all that money bringing the WWF to the network the year prior. And then WWF went, well, we want to put this one on. And they're going, well, that they just got bought and they suck. No, we don't want that shit on our network. You know, if Viacom and the people, you know, that now run the Paramount Network, whatever the hell that channel is called this particular second of the day, had went, okay, we've got something here. The fans want to see this. Let's let Vince do what Vince do. But again, instead we're stuck here in September 23rd having a WWF tag team match between WCW guys and WWF guys. Which, again, not a big deal, but because it's a hell of a match. I mean, this is definitely a great match. I'm surprised it's as good as it was. I was expecting a train wreck, to be honest with you, with these four teams.
Yeah.
And granted, it's Hardy, so it's a train wreck by design.
Right.
But not an execution, though, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, kids.
Of all the Dudley's Hardy stuff I've seen, that was...
It was very weak, but it's also very WWF 2001. So, you know, you gotta kind of take it in context also. Keep that in mind. So, I'm not sure.
It was a bowling shoe ugly.
It really was. It really was. I want all cards. That
I can only imagine how much that hurt both of them.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt everybody involved. And that has to hurt you. I don't care how much you cradle the guy, that's gotta hurt like a mother effer too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Bubba's a big solid dude, and you know, Matt's no slouch either. All right, and there's RVD. That's our cue to cut tape. Because that's the match I wanted y'all to vote for was RVD and Chris Jericho. That's a hell of a match, too. But y'all picked freaking tag match. All right. So, he who lives in NorCal and does star stuff said 3.25 stars. What say you, sir, after watching it back for the first time in a long time?
That might be generous, honestly.
Right? I'm thinking the same thing.
I'd give it 2.5. It had some good moments.
Right.
I think that's what we should start doing. We should have our star ratings.
I agree with that.
For every match that we do from here on out. And triple threat from Unbreakable is definitely a 5-star match.
Yeah. That's
easily that one might be 5 stars
forever. Yeah. 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 So for the record, in case I don't know if Greg had forgotten that when he said what he just said, but starting in January, the first rewind we do in January, we are covering, I'll say his name, fuck it, Dave Meltzer's 5-star and up matches.
Yeah.
Going back to the very first one he rated 5 stars, which was Tiger Mask versus Dynamite Kid from Japan. A lot of these I haven't seen before, so it's going to be fun. That one got 3.25. The next one got a star and 3/4. That was Raven versus Perry Saturn in 5 minutes and change.
Yeah.
The ladder match between Christian and Edge got less. It got 3 stars, which I kind of call bullshit, honestly. He was very generous to the WCW tag title match. He only gave it -2 stars between the Brothers of Destruction and Chronic. RVD Jericho, which I wanted to win, got 4 stars. So it shows you how much I know compared to what y'all know. Just saying. He rated The Rock, Booker T, Shane McMahon handicap match the same rating as the tag match, 3.25 stars.
And people like to crap on Shane McMahon matches, but I'm telling you what, Shane McMahon may not be the best promo guy in the world, but I'll tell you, once he steps in that ring, he's freaking, I mean, money.
Yeah,
here comes the money.
It's here comes the money
tagline. It's
right.
Good.
Now, granted, his punches are hot garbage. let's just call a spade a spade. But you know what? I can't punch like that. So you know.
Yeah, I mean, he potatoes the frick out of people, but
just like you old man, from what I've heard. Rhino and Tajiri for the U.S. title got 3 stars. Tajiri won the title there, and Kurt Angle defeating Steve Austin for the world title got 4 stars. So. That the main event was only slightly better than the match we just saw and the handicap WCW title match. So again, like I say on Dads every week, subjective. Everything's subjective. Greg gave that match 2.5 stars. I will actually give it a little bit less. I'll say 2.25 because it didn't really hit my jazz bones. So yeah. there's my opinion there. Next week, however, is a match that I, again, have not seen in a very long time the whole way through. I don't know what the rating is from Meltzer because it's a Raw, not a pay-per-view. So I don't think it got rated. If it did, I'll check. And am I ready? Fuck, I'll check it now.
I was going to say, we'll star rate it either way.
Right. Anyway, we'll rate it.
Or should we come up with a different thing other than stars?
Yeah, because that seems so cliche to steal Dave's stuff because he's the expert, right? So man, whatever.
We can rank it 1 out of 5, or I guess.
Right. Yeah.
We need something gimmicky for us.
We really do. We'll figure it out in the next week or so. We'll let you guys know next week. But anyway, next week we're taking you back to the following year, September 2002. The 30th, to be exact, which is the Wednesday of that week, because I already booked it in advance and I didn't want to change it. Chris Jericho defending the Intercontinental Championship against one half of the World Tag Team Champions, Kane. So that'll be next week's rewind. I have a surprise for you, Greg. Oh. I have a hell of a plug for you right now because I'm going to throw a little clip up right now. It's a quick little 30-second thing, but it is what it is, and I did my best. So I'm sorry. As you can see, this is the full line of the Greg Cherry brand at teespring.com/stores/Greg Cherry brand. However, the shirts you're not seeing, because they are at the very end of the line now, because I cut this video before they got released. We are now live with the finally, after Jay and I have been on the air off and on for this show for 9 years. We have a Dads on Wrestling shirt. Yep. Boom. Thanks to Mr. Cherry. As you saw in the preview for Dads coming up, that is a new logo. It is a similar logo we had, but it's much more refined, much more stylish than we. And again, not knocking our previous guy, but you know.
I thought you were going full Carmella with that for a second.
I've listened to so much Bear With Us podcast. I almost did, to be honest with you. Like I almost seriously, when we do Q&A, like on the other shows, I go question about stop that. Nope.
I mean, you might as well like put them over.
Well, I love their podcast. That's a hell of a podcast.
Yeah.
So I and Gravy retweeted me on Monday that in fact I was still watching it. So, you know, good for him. And again, Corey, if you're listening and you have videotape of you challenging Adam Pearce for the NWA Championship, send it our way. We will watch that shit on the air and commentate with it because I want to see you challenge Adam because Adam is my favorite NWA champion that I've seen defend the title live, and I love your in-ring work. So it's a recipe for success.
I will say it is probably, aside from Matt Hardy and AJ Styles, which also tore the freaking house down, probably my favorite independent match I've ever been to live.
Nice. Nice. And see, that's the thing about people don't realize about Pierce. And I know we're going off in the weeds here as we wrap the show up, but Adam is so dialed in to how it works. And he always has been, in my opinion. Like I saw him wrestle Kazarian for the PWG championship in a cage 16 years ago. And I'm still marveling at the fact that I got to see that match and interview both of them and take pictures after. So much so that when I put the picture up of Frankie with the belt after the match and Adam a bloody mess after, he encouraged me, "Where's the rest, man? I know you took more. I was there." So yeah. It's like, I will never, ever stop putting Adam Pearce over. And if I can see him and Corey Graves for the world title, I'm all in, brother.
Yeah. I need to talk to some of my fellow PWX guys.
Please do. Cause I searched for like a day. I'm like, oh, I can't anymore. I can't process it anymore.
So. I don't know how many like DVDs of that show are available. I might check with my friend Dave because it was before we actually started on the roster.
Right.
But he might've got shows from that day. I'll check with some of my other PWX guys, see what they have to say, but somebody's got to have it somewhere.
Right. It has to be somewhere. The promo he cut on Adam before the match is golden itself. So, you know, it's all there, brother. Anyway, that's where we went for the last 2 minutes. So again, thank you guys for listening. And if you're listening on Anchor, I love you even more because you're paying me, which is always a good thing. So thank you for that. If you're watching on YouTube on Greg Cherry Brand or the Championship Network, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week again. It'll be the Intercontinental Championship match between Chris Jericho and Kane from Raw, September 30th, 2002. So we're going back 18 years as opposed to 19 like we did tonight. For the champ, I'm the Meech. We will see you next time.